I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hey, hello and welcome back to Saving Sex and the City 3, my podcast that's about creating a new narrative for Sex and the City 3, the podcast where me and a guest make a whole new Sex and the City 3 movie and just try to take back what was taken from us when Kim Cattrall and SJP feuded and destroyed our chances of having this beautiful gift. I'm here with a really exciting guest, comedian Casey Jane Ellison, comedian and artist Casey Jane Ellison. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you're a SATC head.
Definitely.
Yeah. What's your favorite Sex and the City episode?
Oh my God. Well, I really like Ep 1.
Mm-hmm. The pilot.
The pilot. And I really like, God, what's my favorite Ep? I loved when they went dancing on Long Island with the firemen.
Mm-hmm. And Charlotte gets really drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like swinging on the ship, like on the edge of the ship. And yeah, that was a good one.
And I like the early ones when they were kind of like, I don't know, they were like cuter.
Yeah.
And something happened in season 5.
Carrie got her haircut, and that really took me out.
It's like, it was weird because everybody started acting weird and it wasn't good acting. It was so annoying.
It was really weird. Like when Carrie started doing her hair differently, that was a big turning point. And then like in season 6, she went into this like brunette mode, which I really didn't understand. And then in the movies, like eventually through Sex and the City 2, she just like is a brunette after a period of time.
I know.
Which to me, I feel like I recently rewatched Sex and the City 2 like a few days ago, mm-hmm. just because it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And I had a thought, which was that I think that she decided to go brunette to like set her apart from Kim Cattrall.
Weird.
Cause like they were like the two blondes, and then Carrie like had her own like distinctive hair color with like an ombre type mm-hmm. of vibe. And then Charlotte was a brunette, Miranda's redhead, yeah. Kim is blonde.
I don't think she would have stepped down from blonde. I think she like actually is twisted.
Yeah. Just like turned
as
into
a person. Like I think she was just like, this is blonde or yeah. something. Like I think it's so hard to understand her choices in the later seasons, like the clothes, the hair, the acting. It's like, it's not cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season 2 was like peak cuteness and peak chicness of all of them.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, it was like stunts all yeah. the time, like, and the outfits.
Totally.
But I still really enjoyed it.
Of course. I mean, I die for this. I loved like all of the outfits that she wore,
mm-hmm.
even the most hideous.
Yeah.
But it was creepy when she went brunette because it felt like a person who made a choice but wasn't aware of their what they were choosing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by like she's twisted. It's like she was acting like that was her hair the whole time.
Yeah. She's not honoring the fact that it's like she didn't really different.
Look aware.
And also no one was like, oh my God, your hair. Like, let's talk about that. It was just like one day her hair was really short and that was the end of the story.
That was devastating.
Yeah. I kind of liked it. Like when the first time I saw the episode where they went to Atlantic City and her hair was like really like curly, frizzy short, I got like excited because I think I just always loved her like blonde, curly hair.
Right.
But then in recent years when I've revisited those seasons, I just shudder.
It's too big of a change. I just felt like it didn't mean anything. It was just like, this is my hair, but shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was so creepy about it. It felt like a trick.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like a self-unaware act.
Yeah.
And that's what disturbs me in general about haircuts. When people act like they didn't get a haircut.
Yeah. When it's just like not addressed at all.
I don't like to call it out either.
Yeah. Well,
I like to respect people's choices.
Well, sometimes it's awkward too, because like if someone gets a haircut and you don't agree with it, then my thing is that I just will never say anything. Like, and I'll then become complicit in the like haircut.
The alternate reality.
Yeah. I'll just be like,
conspiracy.
Yeah. Pretending that it's been that way all along or that like nothing's really changed.
That's what you have to do. But when you're in a place of power and you're on a worldwide stage, like you have a responsibility to like maintain reality.
Yeah.
I guess not anymore, but.
And her hair was iconic. Like the blonde curls were like classic Carrie Bradshaw. It was like the hot, it's on my hair mood board for life, like as goal hair.
Totally.
And then just destroyed. Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is, God, I was going to say Samantha, but I think it's Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
I always related to Miranda, but Samantha's the only one who's fun.
Yeah.
The only person.
Who's like live, laugh, love 24/7.
And it's like the judgment of her is atrocious. And it's like, why does she even hang out with them?
Yeah. It's really weird. Like they neg her all the time. And then like for a sex writer too, Carrie is like completely prude. Like doesn't do
really
anything.
Really actually like dangerously uninformed.
And she like shames anyone that's like Samantha's very sex positive and Carrie's always shaming her. And then that episode where they like fight over Samantha giving the UPS guy a blowjob.
That was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, that judgment episode. But also what's worse is like that episode where Samantha's a lesbian and she's like trying to tell her sex writer friend this amazing world of like the Pussetta and like it's so true to life. Like this like opening of someone's world and the actual like transformation of sex from like being identifying as a straight person to like becoming a lesbian. It's like magical.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie was like grossed out. It's like, you're Republican. Like, why are you a sex writer in New York City? You're straight. You've only ever like been straight.
Yeah. Only been straight and also That's just insane. Fucks with the bra on all the time.
All the time.
Never. The bra never comes off.
It was her hair, to bring it back. Mm-hmm. It was her hair that made her seem more wild than
That's
she
so true.
Was and we all bought it. Because
yeah.
Because of her hair.
Because of the hair. And then she becomes like this short hair and then it morphs into brunette and then she becomes like an author and then it's and, like, just more about her journey. And by the time we reach Sex and the City 2, it's like, who are these people even? Like, who are you? Like, her apartment in that movie is like
God,
very unclear. So let's jump in to Sex and the City 3.
I could do the analysis. I actually just want to say, like, we can cut this out. But
no.
I hosted a Sex and the City talk. It was called The Art of Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through all of the paintings. If you remember, Charlotte was a gallerist before she was a wife and mother.
And a docent.
Mm-hmm. And we went through all the images of the fake art that she had on the wall in her gallery. And it was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I could go on and on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you cover her pussy art that she did
with the lesbian episode?
Mm-hmm.
There's like Diana the Huntress sculpture is in it, which Diana the Huntress was a Greek myth.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte looks up at it and it's the episode where she's like contemplating becoming a lesbian.
Yeah.
Or not even contemplating, but like trying to hang out with lesbians.
Yeah, she's in their crowd.
It's the episode where the woman goes, if you're not willing to eat pussy, then you're not a dyke.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Which was genius. But Diana the Huntress started out as a huntress, mm-hmm. and then she got pregnant and moved to the country and then became the goddess of the country.
Wow.
Like the suburbs.
So that's like very much like a Charlotte journey.
It was a Charlotte journey.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait to read that. Is it a video or like a...
It's documentation of the talk that was at the Swiss Institute.
Oh, cool.
I think like a couple years ago.
Here. Chic.
Yeah.
Highbrow guest.
It was.
I love it.
It was packed.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, the whole premise of this podcast is that I have a guest who comes in with log lines for Charlotte, Miranda, Carrie, Samantha, and then we build a movie out of those log lines. Okay. So I'm going to throw it to you.
Okay. So I'm making this up right now.
Okay. Love that.
We meet Carrie after... They got married, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end of Ep 1.
At the end of the first movie, yeah.
And then they're married, and then she cheats on him with Big. Okay, sorry, I'm not being concise. She kisses Aiden in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Tells Big, and as her punishment, he gets her a gigantic, like...
Black diamond ring.
Opalescent black diamond ring.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Carrie's logline.
Okay.
We meet Carrie in her gorgeous apartment mm-hmm. with Big, mm-hmm. who's really sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting really, she's always mad. Because
he's old. Yeah. He's old.
She's old.
Oh, they're both seniors.
I mean, yeah. And like, she's like mad at him for being sleepy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls go on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like comes back home.
Yeah.
That's her arc.
Great.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's literally the arc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then Charlotte, I feel like they always give Charlotte these like really intense arcs that also just disappear. Mm-hmm. Like the problem just disappears. Charlotte cheats on Harry.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Love that. Miranda.
Contemplates leaving Harry.
Uh-huh.
And then through some like Christian lesson comes back to the family.
Okay. Even though they're Jewish.
Right. But yeah. But the whole show is Judeo-Christian in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Miranda
mm-hmm.
announces her candidacy for governor of New York.
So art imitating life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny the sequence of events. Like after SATC 3 fell through, mm-hmm. Within 2 weeks,
yeah,
she announced her gubernatorial race.
The whole thing, the fact that it's like still generating this much like media interest over a movie that never happened, like never happened, is never going to happen. It still is like headline worthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great for me.
It's great for women.
It's a real win for women everywhere.
Right.
Okay. So Miranda announces her candidacy to run for governor.
But actually she ends up running for president.
Okay. Love.
So it's like a switcheroo. She's mm-hmm. like, she thinks it's a gubernatorial race, but like somehow she ends up just running for president.
Okay.
Samantha, I want to see Samantha do porn.
Okay. She has like a third act, like career change. Yeah.
Okay, this is cool. What if Samantha became like a porn star and like had this niche audience and like famous herself?
Mm-hmm. Okay, love.
Art imitating tension. Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like contemplating her career, like, no, I'm a publicist. I'm like, I'm not a star.
Yeah.
And she finally rises to be the hottest Sex and the City character.
Yeah.
In the group. Like,
in the
as
group.
The group is known. Like, Carrie was always, like, the risque one, the freelancer, mm-hmm. the wild child. But yeah. Samantha's the actual one who's, like, the star.
Yeah. So she becomes a porn star and gets, like, crazily famous.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that. Okay. So... So we open in Carrie and Big's apartment, and mm-hmm. it's like maybe a Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're pretty sleepy.
Yeah.
And Carrie is like trying to get kind of up and about. She like wants to go to brunch. She's like, go, right. go, go. Like right. she has a whole agenda of things that they're going to do.
Right.
And Big is like, he can't wake up. He's just like so tired.
Does he die? That would be the craziest twist.
He dies.
So he's in fact dead.
He's dead. And as Carrie's like, she's like, at first he's kind of responsive, but then he's like, gets less and less responsive to her like agenda of things to do. She's like, we'll go to brunch. We'll go to the Met. We'll see the David Hockney exhibit. And he's kind of like,
ugh. Gasping for air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's just oblivious. She's like in go mode, like Sunday mm-hmm. mode. Mm-hmm. And then she walks into her huge closet, like puts on her outfit and steps out. And realizes that
he's lost consciousness.
Yeah, he slipped into a coma.
Slipped into a coma. Well, first, let's get them to the hospital.
Yeah.
Doesn't she have to go to the hospital?
Well, so he's lost consciousness. So she immediately calls 911. Mm-hmm. And everyone, like, they go to the hospital. Big's transported in an ambulance.
Right.
It's like a whole thing.
Right.
And then Carrie is waiting for him in the waiting room. And all the girls show up.
Yeah.
And at that moment, the doctor comes out and he says, I'm sorry, Miss Preston, but it seems as though your husband has slipped into a coma.
Into a coma. I yeah. love this.
Okay.
This is actually so right because, mm-hmm. you know, they were in their 30s mm-hmm. and then like they've been in their 50s, whatever, but yeah. they're like supposed to be in their 40s. And like, this is like the transition of life.
This is real
like,
life.
This is true. Like yeah. to the truth of this world and of what these women mean. Like, this is about them coming of age mm-hmm. and growing up.
Yeah. And growing old.
And now
and
old.
Mortality.
They are old.
Yeah.
And they should be real yeah. about that.
Mm-hmm. So Big, she gets the news that Big's in a coma.
Right.
And obviously she's devastated.
She starts developing physical ailments.
Yeah.
Because of the depression and,
yeah.
and stress.
So they, like, I imagine the girls, like, all go out to brunch after the, after getting the bad news.
To recover.
Yeah, to recover and, like, have some mimosas and, like, talk about the game plan.
I imagine Carrie, like, in the state when she was in Mexico mm-hmm. after Big didn't show up for the wedding.
Yeah.
In that bad of sorts. And she's like, I spent my life wanting this man and I finally got comfortable and now look what he does to me.
Yeah.
He's dumping me in... He's existentially dumping me.
Yeah. Like, she's like, he didn't even respond to like anything I was saying today. And this is how it ends. And they're like, it's not over yet. Like, he's in a coma. And she's like, oh, it's over. Because, you know, she like doesn't want to deal with like coma Big.
Right.
Or like post coma Big.
Right.
She's like she doesn't know like how to coordinate outfits for like nursing home visits and like all of that.
No.
And so in her mind, it's like done. But she's also like semi catatonic about the whole thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As her character has always been.
Yeah. And then Samantha brings up, she's like, oh yeah, like once they've hit past like 75, like who wants them anyways? Cause remember, she fucked that really right. old guy.
Which, by the way, I love that episode.
Yeah. That's so a great much. Episode. And, so the girls are trying to console her, and then maybe Charlotte announces that she's like having second thoughts about her marriage
right.
to Harry. Mm-hmm. And it kind of takes everyone's mind off of like the horrible tragedy of mm-hmm. Big being in a coma. And
you think the coma, that's the inciting event.
I think the coma is the inciting event because then that can make, then Samantha begins to question her own mortality. And I think it could really set her off. It sets her off on her journey where it's like, she's like, I don't know. Like, do I want to be doing this? Like, do I want to be doing like more sex
right,
work?
You only
like,
have one life.
Yeah. And I think it maybe Charlotte doesn't bring it up at brunch, but maybe it makes them all start to question. So Charlotte's like, I want to be married to Harry? Like, do I want to be this like mom? And then Miranda's like, do I want to be a lawyer or do I want to be governor right. of New York?
Do I want to take this up a notch?
Yeah. And everyone's like, Carrie's really destroyed by it, but everyone else is really inspired
by her finally ending this saga.
Yeah.
Which has seemed to like control everyone's life.
Yeah.
And maybe everyone's actually free now
mm-hmm.
because Big is no longer in the picture.
Maybe during the brunch when they're trying to console her, they get another call and that's when the doctor says he's gone.
He's already dead. We have to save the death.
We save the death. Okay. So he's
but still- I don't know. Like, if he, I mean, this is like getting too out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coma is like completely out of the Sex and the City world.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm fine with going out
You're
of the world.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm fine with going literally anywhere.
No, because I think, okay, so if he dies, I'm just thinking down the line,
mm-hmm.
how is Carrie going to find her way home?
Therein lies the plot.
That's
her
plot.
Journey okay. in the movie.
That's so, the question.
Yeah. So do we save the death or do we just like cut him off?
I'm on the fence right now. I think we would save the death for act two.
Okay. So the girls have like a really depressing brunch.
Okay.
And then Carrie's like, well, I guess I'm going to go back to the hospital and like sit by his bed. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And she's being kind of awful about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think the other girls are like knowing that. Like, mm-hmm. I can imagine them giving like looks to each other
yeah.
at the brunch table, but then being like excited once it's time to part ways.
Right.
And they're like, good luck. We love you.
Yeah. Like, they're not really ready for like geriatric. They're not really ready for deaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Carrie goes back to like sit with Big, and then like Charlotte goes home to Harry and she's looking at her life through like a whole new lens.
Mm-hmm.
Or does Charlotte and the doctor who comes out in the waiting room, the doctor is really hot and maybe
that's it.
Maybe
that's what pulls her away.
Maybe it's Trey. Maybe the doctor is Trey.
She leaves Harry for Trey.
Yes. So the doctor who's working on Big, because he had like, I'm sure like cardiac arrest or whatever, you know,
right.
he has like heart problems.
Yeah.
The doctor happens to be Trey that's like treating him.
Genius.
And so, and Charlotte's just like thrown. She cannot believe it. She's like, oh my God, mm-hmm. like, what does this mean? Like, and Carrie's like, can we just have it come back to me? Mm-hmm. But so Charlotte's like shaken by the Trey of it all.
Yeah.
So she goes home and she's like reevaluating her life.
Right.
And maybe later that evening, she gets a text from Trey.
Wow.
And he's like, it was good to see you today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Maybe she walks in. She's about to tell Harry what the day was like. How's mm-hmm. Carrie? How's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
She's about to say it. And then Trey texts her. And she decides right then and there that this is a secret now.
I love that.
Okay.
So Charlotte's like texting Trey. And instead mm-hmm. of like, and it's like, maybe Harry's like, let's do a movie night with the girls
mm-hmm.
and like, just take our minds off of it. And then Charlotte's like, you know, why don't you go? Like, I'm a little worn out. And then she just stays home and like texts with Trey for the rest of the night while Harry takes the girls
Shit.
To the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a weird trip down memory lane because yeah. it's like, she's still in their Upper East Side, like, apartment.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he sees, like, what she's done with the place. And he's, like, complimenting her taste. And, like...
I cannot see Charlotte being so chill. I love this side of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I think I want more motivation for Charlotte.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we can just insert motivation.
Maybe like, Harry has gained like
that is so fun.
300 pounds. He's like obese now.
She comes home, Harry is fat.
Yeah.
And she's been living like this for 5 years or whenever the last.
Yeah. And she's never looked better. The girls are beautiful and Harry is like his weight gain is wildly out of control.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, even she could mention it over brunch, be like, God, it's so crazy. Like, men are just they need to take care of themselves. Like, Harry with the weight gain and
exactly,
everyone's
perfect.
Like, ugh, yeah. And then she gets home and we see Harry.
We see him.
Who's obese.
And Trey looks fucking
morbidly.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Trey's never looked hotter.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we really understand that, like, wow, Harry's let himself go.
Love it.
So he goes off, takes the girls. Charlotte
She's
stays.
There. And maybe she's kind of calmed down because her husband is so fat.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like FaceTiming now and
yeah.
like laughing with Trey.
Yeah. She's like open. She's a little more loose, like having two kids and like.
Totally.
And Harry also becoming like unfuckable to her mm-hmm. has like opened her up to like what other opportunities there are. Like I feel like she's like started to look at porn every once in a while.
Right.
Like she hasn't made any bad decisions.
Right.
FaceTiming with Trey is definitely the first.
Right.
But like she's curious.
Definitely.
Because Harry is like no longer a threat. like him cheating is just like.
Also, Harry probably feels shitty about himself. So maybe he's even offered in the past. This is backstory.
Yeah.
For Charlotte to go ahead and open the relationship.
Mm-hmm. She's tried to get him to lose the weight mm-hmm. and he just won't. He just can't get it under control.
Okay, great.
So she's now. This marks the beginning of like her affair mm-hmm. with Trey. Samantha goes back to her like meatpacking district home and she calls someone to come over and fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe who does she call?
I like it if she's calling a new client,
uh-huh.
a young, hot, non-white client.
Mm-hmm.
And they're meeting just for a business meeting.
Okay.
And maybe he's kind of the new Smith
mm-hmm.
and they're flirting and
he's like an actor, musician. He's like a Donald Glover type, like jack of all trades, like wildly smart.
Do you think he's smart? I'm like really interested in this like fame thing. Like if Samantha knows how to get famous,
mm-hmm.
isn't that her trade? It's a little bit cheap.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if she works with geniuses.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe he is a genius and maybe he wants to, this is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
He wants to release a meta sex tape.
Okay, like an intentional
sex tape that appears unintentional.
Cool. And she's like, the climate's right for this. Like, it's time that guys have their sex tapes out and become like objectified in the same right. way that women have become objectified.
Right.
Like, I'm down to help you. I think this is a great idea.
So he's proposing a sex tape
mm-hmm.
and she thinks this is a business issue,
mm-hmm.
but then she quickly realizes like he's flirting with her and yeah. he wants it to be with her.
Who plays this guy? Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Yes.
So he is kind of like, he's like half artist, half activist,
mm-hmm.
half just sex god.
Yeah. He's like this hot new, yeah, it's like this hybrid that you can't like put him in a box.
Right.
Like, it's like a James Franco thing. Like, what is right. he?
But Michael B. Jordan is a good boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've like seen of him.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this would have to be a little bit of like a nasty side that's like.
This could be an opportunity for him to edge up.
To edge yeah. up. Exactly. She never turns down a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Remember she had a sex tape with Jared?
Yeah.
Smith Jared?
Mm-hmm. To prove that he wasn't gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, okay, I've been down this road. I don't really need this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it all. I've done it all. Why should I do this with you right now?
And maybe she's like, you know, it's not so for me, but I'll help cast.
Exactly. That's her job.
Yeah. She's like, I'll find you the perfect person to be like fucking and we'll make it all happen.
Right. We could go highbrow with this. Like mm-hmm. we could get a direct, like an artist director, like. Spike Jones could direct or yeah. something.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she's just like throwing things out there, right. like making power moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What convinces her?
I think it's like, he's like, let me show you some of my like recent work. And mm-hmm. so they go to his studio in like Brooklyn or something like that. And like his like huge, crazy, like work, live, create space.
Okay.
And he's showing her some of his like recent like video mm-hmm. art. And then like they have a couple drinks or maybe they like pop an ecstasy or something. Mm-hmm. And then one thing leads to another mm-hmm. and suddenly they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's like he has like video equipment just around his bed mm-hmm. and she's like, go ahead, turn it on, like just for shits and giggles.
Right.
Like not like she's committing to do the video with
okay,
him.
Okay, I love this.
Yeah, but she's like in the moment and she's like excited by it.
Yeah.
And then once the video's done, they're like watching it and she's like, wow, I look incredible in this. Mm-hmm. And actually like I'm really into being the person in the video. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, release this by all means. Mm-hmm. Like, this is actually what I was born to do. Like, I'm right. feeling so empowered and sexy.
I think she needs to see it and be impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she needs a break from it. And then somehow, like, she comes back to it somehow.
Yeah.
She comes back to the idea of, like, let it go. Maybe she has, like, kind of like a near death experience, like seeing Big or something. Like maybe she goes to the hospital to help Carrie.
Yeah.
And he's seeing him and she's seeing him on the, on his pretty much deathbed.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's gross. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, I'm not that. Yeah. And that's what forces her into letting it out into the world.
Yeah. Maybe. So they, she had sex with the guy mm-hmm. and they film it. And then she's like, well, that was wild. Like, gotta mm-hmm. go. Carrie needs like, me.
It's one click away from being uploaded.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm not making any promises yet. So she goes to the hospital to like hang with Carrie, but maybe Carrie is not in the room. And so Samantha's in there with Big.
Love it.
And then Big is like wheezing kind of in his like coma, but maybe he comes out of the coma briefly and he looks at her and he's like, you're always so sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, or says something that's like inspires her to want to put the video out there.
To do her gift.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he reveals that he always had a dream that he never pursued. And then it inspires her to like be, just be like, fuck it. I'm mm-hmm. doing it. What's Big's dream that he
Well, the thing about wanted? Big is that he was so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked it that way. I mean, God knows what's going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a very depressed man.
Yeah. He's isolated.
Isolated. And like, I don't know what he does. Nobody knows what he does. He's not creative. He works in
finance.
I know, but what does that mean? Like,
just like he's in a building. Friends? Yeah, he has no friends.
What's he doing in New York? He's like a shut-in almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, divorced
twice,
married three times. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Yeah, like what's up with him? He has so many secrets. What if he's a freak, Galik?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's in a coma, Carrie's in the apartment, like looking through all his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds that he is like kinky. And she had no idea because she doesn't shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. And she like doesn't, she only has like missionary position
right.
sex. And then twice a year, she'll like get on top, but no doggy style.
Never seen
and
that.
And the bra, and he's never seen her boobs because her bra never comes off.
Yeah, it's not even that kinky.
Yeah.
But he's just like a little bit kinky. She's like completely like clutching her pearls. Like
she's like, he lived a secret life.
Yeah. And Samantha sees how tame this. So he comes out of the coma. Mm-hmm. He says how sexy she was.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie bursts in
mm-hmm.
with this box of
kink artifacts from Big's past.
She's appalled. She's mm-hmm. horrified.
She's demanding answers.
Yeah. And Samantha's like, this isn't even that bad. Like, this is yeah. not even that crazy.
Mm-mm.
And she kind of has a realization about her friend, herself, the yeah. world. Like, I have a gift and I should share it. Like, good sex. Good, beautiful sex.
I owe it to myself.
I owe it to myself.
She owes it to Big.
She owes it like, to
they
Big.
They had a moment.
Exactly.
And really to her connected. Friend. Yeah, and to her friend.
She owes it to Carrie to show her through her example.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to break down these taboos right now because, yeah. We can also take it back to the Brooklyn apartment sex. Like, they had, like, crazy kinked yes. out sex.
Gorgeous.
And, like, filmed the whole thing. And it was very artsy, but also very, like, lots of taboos in there.
Yeah.
And so then she sees Carrie, like, flipping out at Big. And mm-hmm. then she's like, I owe it to literally every single person in my life. Mm-hmm. To be in this sex video
right.
with this artist,
right.
Michael B. Jordan.
Beautiful.
So she calls him and she's like, let's do it.
I like this idea of Carrie completely being stripped of all the things that she has identified mm-hmm. herself with. So she lost Big. She lost her love story. She's losing these things.
Yeah.
Samantha becomes the contemporary sexpert
yeah.
that Carrie never was.
She eclipses Carrie.
She eclipses Carrie. And she releases books about her journeys
yeah.
and her thoughts.
The sex video gets public. It's like he...
Yes.
So he publishes, Michael B. Jordan publishes their sex video and it goes viral.
It explodes.
It explodes. It
more than viral.
Yeah.
It changes. It's art. People's mm-hmm. minds are changed.
Like, yeah.
This video goes to MoMA.
It's like
this
a video cultural phenomenon. It's,
yeah.
There's a shift in just like the sexual climate in America
exactly.
and furthermore the world.
Exactly.
And people are shake. It challenges everyone's belief about what sex can be.
Exactly.
And what sex is.
Exactly.
and suddenly Samantha's a star.
Samantha is an academic, like an intellectual star, porn star. Like she breaks genre.
They're like, we cannot.
She does the impossible.
Also at like age 61.
Right.
Yeah. Which is like she even more. It's much, just like she does abolishes.
She's pretty much Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. She's exactly a Kim K.
But in one video.
In one video.
She recreates the impact of Kim K in one video.
Mm-hmm. Carrie is like weirded out. Like the video comes out the next day. And Carrie is just like Samantha leaves the hospital. She like calls Michael B to like be like push play or like upload it. Mm-hmm. And then he uploads it. And then the next day she calls Carrie and she's like, did you see my work? And Carrie is just like, yeah, like what? Like, what is that? I don't get it. Like, she's just like unclear.
Can we give Carrie some hope?
Yeah.
Maybe she's inspired by it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is so downtrodden. So maybe she's like, she finally gives it up to Samantha. Like, respect. That was beautiful. Because it is transformative.
Yeah.
Like, I know Kim K.
And she's not just going to be like a hater.
Exactly.
So Carrie's like.
And she has nothing, you know?
Yeah. She's like, wow. Maybe she goes back to the hospital then and decides that she's going to like try and like fuck Big back to life, like out of his coma. She's like, you know what? I've never done any of this like crazy mm-hmm. sex stuff. And now my husband is like in this coma. Mm-hmm. And I know that he was like into boobs and I never showed my boobs. So like, here we go. Like, I'm ready to just like go down this road with him.
Cool.
So she's like having coma sex with Big, like trying to revive him and like give him like.
And love him to life.
Yeah.
Because like those stories, like there's millions of them. People in horrible comas, mm-hmm. like having strokes, nursed back to health through love. Like,
yeah.
Love truly like.
Love conquers all.
It does. And it like, the energy of love is so healing.
And no one knows this better than Carrie. Yeah. Or at least she thinks she knew it.
Yeah. But now she's really going to learn.
Yeah. And so she and Big begin their like torrid affair, mm-hmm. which is just he's in a coma and she's like doing sex stuff to him. But it's sweet.
No, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I imagine like city shot, like it's mm-hmm. like the day when she decides to like that she's going to take the plunge mm-hmm. and just like get kinky with coma Big, that mm-hmm. she like walks into his like hospital suite in like a latex outfit of sorts. And the sun is just going down over like the building. New York City skyline. And it's just like a beautiful romantic moment.
Okay. I have another thought. I think she should talk to Samantha and have an actual conversation. I don't know if they've ever had an actual conversation on that mm-hmm. show, but like if she was like, this was stunning, this was beautiful, this has changed my life. This is before she has the coma sex.
So it's like the next morning, the video's out.
Samantha and her are together. Carrie is speechless, except for the fact that she has a message that goes, you have changed me. You've changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to see you again. Because the impact of the video has changed her so much, and she's having so much reaction to it that is stopping the love from going to Samantha.
Yeah. She's just like, I can't be in this friendship anymore, but right. I want you to know that I support you.
Exactly.
And the way that I can support you the best is if we never speak again.
Right. And also by living your example.
I honor you.
Honor you, but like, I just can't.
And Samantha gets it.
Yeah. She, and like, honestly, she's relieved.
Yeah. And so they hug mm-hmm. and then they go their separate ways. And
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Carrie goes to Big mm-hmm. to embark on their sexual coma journey.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha starts getting like, she's just flooded with phone calls and interviews. And like, she's asked to be on like several panels
mm-hmm.
and
high and low.
Like, yeah.
She's just wanted.
Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, Miranda is like, I feel like she's inspired by this like sexual revolution that's happening. Like,
okay, wait. So we haven't even talked about Miranda as usual.
Yeah.
So like we open on Miranda. What's happened to her?
Maybe Steve is like incredibly successful now. And like his bar has become like a franchise. Like there, it's like Buffalo Wild Wings or something. Like it's opened in like several different cities across America.
Okay. Scout.
Yeah, Scout. That's what it's called. Thank you. Yeah, Scout is now like everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's one in LA. There's one in like Austin. Mm-hmm. There's one in Chicago and one in New York. They're like opening another one in DC.
Yep.
There's like one planned for Dubai. Mm-hmm. And like things are popping off. And Steve's kind of like with money has become a douche.
Right.
Like he's actually like a bad dude.
Maybe Miranda got fired too.
Yeah. And she was like, well, if Steve's going to be
doing well, I'm just going to be a housewife.
Yeah. And she's like, that's fine. I've worked for my entire life, like this hardcore job. Mm-hmm. And like, now I don't need to. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. Like, I'm going to explore this different role.
Okay. And she's also depressed because the political status mm-hmm. of the country comes just as she quit her job.
Yeah.
She's exhausted and she's become inactive and hopeless.
And she's like, she's frustrated because she's like, wow, look at me slipping into this like heteronormative gender role with my husband right. who makes all the money and I'm at home and like, complicit. What has my fucking life become?
Right.
And then she sees Samantha's sex tape.
The sex tape is the liberation for everyone in this.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, okay, so Danica wins.
Mm-hmm.
Danica wins the seat in Congress.
Who's Danica?
Danica was like the first trans woman to be elected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she sees this, but then she keeps seeing this phenomenon of like responsive blue takeover.
The midterms are quickly approaching.
Yeah.
And she's like, action is necessary.
Yeah.
Miranda's been a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. but she's trying to raise Brady to be like socially aware and conscious. She's trying to raise a man. So she's taking Brady, like they're big, like into resistance and like activism. Mm-hmm. So she took Brady to the Women's March and like, mm-hmm. she's like getting him to write letters to mm-hmm. their local congressman and make phone calls mm-hmm. and stuff. And then she realizes, like, once this video comes out, she's, like, in her pink pussy hat, like, chilling on the couch. And she's like,
I'm being a dork.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat into the ring.
Right. I'm going to get in the action.
Yeah. She's like, why not?
And Steve's got a bunch of money mm-hmm. to funnel into her campaign.
Yeah.
She has the resources and the education.
Yeah.
And
she has the contacts.
The contacts.
From her successful legal career.
As an entertainment lawyer? What was she?
I don't know. I think she was just a corporate lawyer.
It was so depressing.
I know. So she's like inspired. She's like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Miranda goes to, where do you go to like?
I don't know, but like literally you can download I looked it up online, like
you download an app.
The requirements for applying, for running for congressperson mm-hmm. and also governor. It's online.
So she Googles it.
She Googles how to run for governor.
Mm-hmm. And she starts filling out her application. Meanwhile, Charlotte is like,
also sees the sex tape.
Also sees the sex tape. And she's like, Harry, we're sleeping in separate bedrooms from now on.
Okay.
She's like, you're going to sleep in the study and I'm going to be in the master bedroom.
Okay, also Harry is cheating on his diet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really trying. She's turned the house upside down to accommodate his health needs.
Yeah.
And she wakes up in the middle of the night and he's eating pie.
Yeah.
And she flips out.
Mm-hmm. She's had enough.
Maybe she even leaves the house.
Yeah, or kicked him out. She says, like, it's time for you
like,
to go.
Do you know my best friend Carrie? Like, do you know what she's going through right now? Like, do you know what this is like for me to watch you do this?
She's like, you have a family. You have two daughters.
Right.
Don't you care?
Right.
And he...
Do you know how hot I am?
Yeah.
Like, remember, it goes back to that fight.
Oh, yeah.
That they had when he wouldn't propose to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, not this old thing, not this tired trope again. I thought you'd gotten over that.
Right.
She's like, I never got over it. And like, she like talks about how she goes to spin class. She goes to SoulCycle like 5 times a week and like has her personal trainer. And she's just always trying to be like hot for him. And he just doesn't care.
Right.
And she's had enough.
And she's also like, why don't you care about me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you care about yourself? But also, why don't you care about me and your family? So then she goes for a walk.
She takes the dog.
She takes the dogs.
For the dogs.
She calls Trey. Trey and her meet up.
Yeah.
At the Carlisle.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too.
They are talking. Trey's married too. And he's married to a tennis instructor.
Okay.
Like, it's a little bit of a rebellion,
but she's like waspy enough and just like fits in with Bunny and the rest of the family.
But they all think she's stupid. Yeah. But she at but that's least like can play
better.
Tennis.
Yeah. That's like better for them than like Charlotte was.
Are there a tennis instructor? Maybe she's a Pilates instructor.
Yeah.
Or a bar method instructor.
She's a Pilates. Like she had, maybe she's like developed Alec her Baldwin's own wife. Workout.
Genius. Okay. Yeah. So she is a mogul, a small time mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trey is, it's a simpler life. He can, because she doesn't complicate his mind and his mind body connection. In fact, maybe
she helped him heal. Yeah.
But ultimately they just, it's not Charlotte. So that's why he's in this place of meeting up with Charlotte. And they start discussing and drinking their marriages. What's like a cute Charlotte and Trey memory that like someone can play their song or like something can just...
He's like, remember when... He's like, you're wearing that skirt. And she's like, what skirt? And he's like, the lipstick skirt.
I knew you were going to say
that you were wearing when we first met and you fell on the ground. And she's like,
wait, I have another one. Sorry. Can I interrupt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know the lipstick skirt is iconic. That was like the edgiest thing she ever wore.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when we used to hook up? Remember that time when they weren't married?
Mm-hmm.
They were divorced?
They were separated.
They were separated and then they were hooking up.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she goes... Yeah, why did you always, you only like wanted me when you couldn't have me? And he was like, well, we were separated. And she's like, I'm married now. And he's like, me too. And it just like ignites the flame of like, he only wants her when he can't have her.
And she also feels that.
Yeah.
So they consummate their affair. They get a room.
They get a room. I mean, it's seamless.
And have like.
And the dogs are like tearing up. The pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of the dogs is like humping another dog, like while they're having sex.
Right.
Cause I feel like anytime there's an animal, like it always has to be doing like a sex thing. So they like have a torrid night at the Carlisle.
Right.
And then Charlotte calls Harry the next day. Like she texts him. She's like, look, I'm getting a room tonight and like I'll be home tomorrow. Just FYI. And so that's like where she is for the night. Then Samantha, what's happening with Samantha?
Okay, so she's on this interstellar rise to changing the world girls trip.
Yeah.
because remember she had the trip to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
She's like, we're getting out of this funk. You are going on a world tour, Miranda. For your campaign, we're going to Middle America.
Yeah, we're going to Middle America or even the South.
The South.
Because she's like,
sexy.
This is where, like, we need to change minds the most.
Yeah.
And this is where, like, we can make the biggest difference. So she's like, we're going on a road trip through the South.
We're going on a campaign. We're going to campaign for Miranda's gubernatorial race. No. Okay, so Miranda's gubernatorial quickly turns into a presidential race.
Yeah.
We're not doing the gubernatorial. We're igniting her passion to just go for presidency.
She tells Samantha about like her plan and then Samantha's like, fuck that. Like, you're running for president.
Right. I'm the best PR agent in the world, and I'm the most famous woman in the world.
Yeah.
And I can hide my endorsement as a sex star,
mm-hmm.
but I can make you the most popular person in the world.
Yeah. And she's like, we're doing this. Like, yeah. we need this. The America needs this now more than ever. Yeah. This is perfect.
Yeah.
So then Charlotte's like really upset with herself that she like allowed herself to like step outside of her marriage, and she's feeling like incredibly depressed mm-hmm. and like not empowered by that decision, and like her guilt is like taking over.
Okay.
So she needs a vacation.
Right.
Miranda is like, oh my God, am I really gonna do this?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I am. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So she's down. Mm-hmm. Samantha's down. And then do they include Carrie? Carrie and Samantha haven't talked. Their friendship hiatus has been like 3 days long now.
They're almost like about to leave out Carrie, which is like, they're all looking around at each other like, I can't believe we've come so far, like how things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the leader.
They're like, in the past 72 hours, things have gotten crazy. And it's like, what is life? You know what I mean? But right. They're like, that's just how it is. This is New York. Like things go fast here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way life is.
That is how it is.
In the fast lane.
And they're like, things have changed. We're like about to take this trip to the South.
Uh-huh. And even like, they're all kind of like our leader, like our group leader of our friend group is like, she's changed. I don't know if she even wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to come to a like come to Jesus moment where they're like, have I ever liked her?
Mm-hmm. And there, that's kind of like in the second movie when Miranda and Charlotte are like having drinks and having real talk, mm-hmm. but they all three go out to dinner. Samantha calls them to a dinner to talk about the trip.
Right.
And she's like, let's get real.
Yeah.
How much do we really like having Carrie in our lives?
And Charlotte's all like, but she's going through the worst pain of her life. And it's like, and then Miranda goes, she's always going through the worst pain of her life. Do you know what I've been through? I have a Alzheimer's mother. Is that what?
I forgot that Steve.
I have like literally like really big problems. I have mm-hmm. a career. I have taken responsibility for my community
mm-hmm.
and my family. And where was she when all that was happening? In Paris.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Making it all about her all the time.
Definitely.
They're like, Miranda's like, have you noticed that each of us have come so far over the past 3 days that we haven't spoken to her? Like, our lives are completely different.
Right. Because she's
been out of them.
Yep.
And they're like, wow, you're so right.
Exactly.
But then are they also like, we can't do this without her.
We can't do this without the motivation of hating her.
And they're like, why don't we give her a chance? And maybe they go to her
mm-hmm.
and they're like, look, we're not playing by your rules anymore.
Right.
We are the main people and you're along for the ride this time. It's time for you to
now
learn.
Now you're the Miranda. And then Carrie's all like, I'm fucking busy.
Yeah.
I'm actually healing my husband and I don't talk to any of you anymore.
She's like, you have not been there for me. And yeah. I'm going through the hardest time in my life.
Right. Same bullshit. And then when they can't have her, they all get pretty like, well, we want you to come.
Yeah.
So it's that tension that.
So maybe they call her and they're like, oh, we're thinking of doing this thing. Like, mm-hmm. do you want to come or like to take the temperature? And she's like, do I want to come? No, I'm trying to make Big come. And it's really hard because he's in a coma and like, fuck off and leave me alone for once. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm struggling.
Right.
And then they're like, oh my God, like she doesn't want to come. Like, what the fuck? And mm-hmm. so then maybe they all show up at the hospital, bags packed. I imagine they rented like one of those huge Mercedes, like camping, mm-hmm. like buses.
Yeah.
With a driver.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to get our girl and she's coming camping.
Go
with
get
us.
Our girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they show up at the hospital and they've even like packed a bag for Carrie.
Yeah. Because
like
yeah,
one
yeah.
of them has the key to like her apartment. And so mm-hmm. they like packed all her clothes. And she's like, does Big die
well, no.
then?
No, it's perfect because she's brought her whole closet to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's yeah. not, she's moved into Big's hospital suite. Yeah. And they're now living as husband and wife while he's in a coma and she's just like still doing her thing, writing, fucking him,
right,
smoking, she's back smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay, how do they ultimately get her?
I think Carrie is like in the middle of fucking Big while he's in a coma, and then he flatlines and she's like, no, no, no.
And just then the girls walk in and they're like, we need to go on a trip.
Yeah. And he, well, he died. The nurses run in, they try and revive him and it's not working. She's like gripping his hand, like tears streaming down her face. And then he's gone.
In that moment, she is released.
And she's like so distraught.
Yeah.
She like asks one of the attendants, she's like, can you pack this up and like get it back to my apartment? Like motioning to all her clothes and wardrobe. They're wheeling it out behind her. She's like so sad that she's like in a wheelchair and they're pushing her. And then someone else is like pushing the racks of clothes out of the front of the hospital.
Beautiful.
And they get out to the street. And lo and behold, there's the van filled with the girls ready to go on this road trip through the South.
Amazing.
And they're like, throw the racks in the van. We're hitting the road. And they're actually all really excited.
Yeah, that's actually like a bomb moment
for everyone. And then there's some comic relief where they're like, we've missed you. And she's like, I missed you too. And she's like, Big died. And they kind of all laugh. And it's like funny but sad.
Exactly.
And they hug, and then they like, Samantha's like, buckle up. And then they all like hit the road.
Okay. This is glorious.
Mm-hmm. Their first stop is Florida. They're just going to like pedal to the metal down to like Tampa.
So this is really beautiful. I just want to kind of like revel in acts one and two.
I think that Samantha probably has like a whole documentary crew following her.
Okay.
To like now it's like, you know, Kim and Kanye have like, Kanye has like a documentarian like guy that's always shooting video. Yeah. It's like Samantha's now at a level where she just always needs to have like her every move documented.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like on the road. And I think we could get like a lot of like nice shots of like the van and like the girls in different outfits, like stopping off for like berries and like, and just like, in little small towns, like photo shoot moment.
Okay. And I also really like the girls helping Miranda's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So like Carrie becomes her speechwriter.
Yeah.
And like Samantha becomes her like behind the scenes PR.
Yeah.
And Charlotte is like the chef on the show.
Yeah. Charlotte's like making a lot of like challah bread.
Challah French toast.
Yeah. And like... And they're staying in like, we'll get like a high-low mix and it'll be fun. There'll be a lot of comedy because they have to stay in like little motels and stuff. And they're not, they're used to glamour. Yeah, this is just a montage. So we see them like on the road getting down. Like, because it takes a few days to get to Tampa. And that's where Miranda's first speech is going to be. Her like first stop on the campaign trail.
So she gives her speech.
And it's like a big deal.
Okay, the crowd part.
Like Samantha gets everyone really hyped up for this like new person who's announcing their candidacy for 2020 elections.
Mm-hmm.
And so like everyone is there.
It's just, like, not only appealing to the liberals, the people in the system, but it's also appealing to the people that had to vote blue.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Miranda gives this rousing speech. Everyone's sobbing. Charlotte is crying. Carrie's crying. And the crowd parts. And Trey is in the crowd.
Oh my God.
He walks up to Charlotte and he's like, let me take you away from here. She's like, get out of my face, bitch.
You ruined my life.
Yeah. And they break up right then and there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Longer version of that. He comes through the crowd.
I think Charlotte sees him out of the corner of her eye. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, wait, she like confronts him. She's like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want you. He's like, I made a decision. Like, I want you.
Right.
And she's like, it's too late. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, no. He's like, I won't give up. So then Trey is still like, he's following them on the road.
Okay.
He's like, he's given chase to Charlotte.
Right.
And he's like trying to win her back.
Yeah.
And through him trying to win her back, she realizes that she doesn't really want him after all.
Right.
But he's like popping up at every campaign place. And maybe he even gets violent. He even becomes,
I think he does oppose.
He becomes a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's a little bit off.
I think he opposes the views that Miranda is.
Trey is a huge Republican.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's actually like an MRA. Like, he's like not woke. He has like ties to,
well,
like,
he didn't even realize how MRA he was until he starts listening to Miranda's speeches.
Yeah.
And he realizes that he actually has this politics.
Yeah. And he's like, Charlotte, like, let's get out of here. He's like, there's no way you believe in this. Like, I know who you are. And she's like, no, I believe in this. This is me. This is my best friend. Like, fuck off. Mm-hmm. And then he's like furious. So everyone
almost tries to kidnap her.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that he is like left, like she told him off and he's going to leave them alone. But now he is like following them. And he's like, I'm putting a stop to this madness. He's like, I left my wife.
Oh my
God. Left my family. I left my job at the hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of just something in his brain just like switches over. And now he's like, a threat
Maybe
to society.
Maybe he actually becomes so threatened that he launches his
own campaign. I like that.
a campaign out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
He starts terrorizing her appearances
and like riling people up and trying to get them in fights. He's like, because it's like a lot of women are coming out for like the first time to like these huge like rallies, and it's so like pussy power, like every woman is like feeling so empowered. And then Trey comes in to the rallies like in drag and starts like inciting riots. And like, so then all the news is like, God, these women are crazy and violent at these rallies, but it's all coming back to Trey.
I love this. I love this frame.
Mm-hmm.
Drag framing.
So like Tampa goes off without, like Tampa is a huge success, the first rally.
Okay.
And Trey, you know, he comes to Charlotte to try and get her away. And she's like, no, fuck off. So then he's enraged. And so he decides that he's going to like take everyone down.
Okay.
So then the next rally, they go to like Georgia or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all hell breaks loose. Like, it's like the biggest turnout of women ever at a rally for like a presidential candidate. But then it devolves into like pure chaos.
Right.
And that's because drag Trey has come to like mix things up.
Uh-huh.
And Miranda's numbers slip in the polls.
Charlotte, meanwhile, teams up with Carrie to come to retaliate against Trey.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to capture him.
Yeah.
And stop him.
They look at like video footage from the Georgia rally, and then they're like, they identify like,
exactly.
And Charlotte's like, that's not a woman, that's Trey.
Right.
And then they're like,
and Carrie goes, that's Trey.
And they're like, we need to stop him.
Right.
Then they head to like the next location. What's the next location? Like Alabama.
Yeah.
And what's Samantha doing this whole time?
Maybe Samantha gets approached by an opponent. And she's got a moral dilemma.
Oh, another candidate that's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the more likely winner. It's a dude. It's a straight dude.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's into him.
Yeah.
So she is on the campaign trail with everyone. She sees an opponent at a midpoint between cities. She starts flirting with a guy she meets at like a hot dog stand or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like fully about to just go on the bus and fuck him.
Yeah.
When suddenly Miranda like grabs her and like pulls her away
from
this situation. And she's like, why are you cock blocking? And Miranda's like, that's my opponent.
I think we have like a scene. It's like, it takes place in like a country bumpkin kind of dive bar where like all the girls are celebrating like another great rally. And that's when Samantha starts flirting with this guy.
Exactly. Okay. Dive bar where
like,
her guards are down.
Mm-hmm.
She's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's partying and like relieved.
Yeah.
And that's when this snake who's come to poach her, we'll find out, is flirting with her.
So Miranda cockblocks her and Samantha's initially upset, and then Miranda reveals that it's his true identity.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, and does not go with him that night. because she's like loyal to her girls.
I think that she falters and has they hook up, and he offers her point blank. He's like, look, I know how special you are. I know how special your message is. I love you. And I've loved you for years. I've been a fan of yours for years. Like, I know what your power is through Richard Wright. I'm a friend of Richard Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And we could take over the world. And I know that Miranda is a major opponent, but I need you if you actually want to win this. Like, Miranda could come close, mm-hmm. but you know I'm going to take this.
And not only am I going to take the presidency, but I want you to be my first lady.
Exactly. I mean, how can you say no to that?
Yeah.
It's actually, like, pretty
that is like a up. Yeah, that is, like, that's a lot of tension there.
And that's, like, really every woman's, like, cross to bear. It's mm-hmm. like, do you go mainstream or do you stay wonderful and, like, different and cool?
So Samantha's having, like, a huge moral dilemma over this.
Yeah. I think this guy should also be in cahoots with Trey. Maybe Trey's his doctor.
Yeah. And then Samantha finds out that he actually, like, he went on the campaign trail with Trey in tow, because you cannot travel without your doctor.
Right.
After a certain age. And he, like, commissioned Trey to, like, start fucking up the girls' rallies.
Oh my God. He didn't even want Charlotte.
He just was there to cause drama.
This is really cool because this is changing the narrative of, like, men, women causing drama.
Mm-hmm. All the drama is coming from men.
Yeah, that's always been true.
The race is getting closer.
Yeah.
They've been on this, like, tour of America from.
Also, they have a couple, like, friend moments where they're just laughing and having a blast.
Yeah.
We have to, like.
There has to be, like, a silly. I feel like in. They go to, like, Louisiana, and then they do one of those, like.
Well, literally girls trip.
Yeah. They go to the, like, tour, but they do, like, an alligator tour or right. something.
Right.
And then there's, like, a silly moment. Maybe an alligator, like, snaps. Like, Charlotte's mini, like, Hermes Kelly bag mm-hmm. that's, like, crocodile out of her hands. And Carrie's like, that's what you get. They just need, like, a silly troll Charlotte moment.
And you know what I noticed? Charlotte always has this line in the first movie and the second movie. She always goes, where do they go in the first movie?
They go to Mexico.
Mexico. So she has this moment. She always has a racist moment where she goes, it's Mexico. And then when they go to Abu Dhabi, she goes, it's the Middle East. So then when she's in the South, she should be like, it's the South. Whatever that means.
Yeah. It's just like, she's like, when they discover that Trey's in drag, mm-hmm. she's like, you can't go in drag around here. Mm-hmm. It's the South. And they're like, Charlotte, shut up. It's 2020. And she just shrugs.
Well, actually, what she says is, it's the South. And then everyone goes, stop it, Charlotte. And then she goes, it's the South. That's mm-hmm. just like, you repeat the.
Yeah, repeat.
Right.
So then the race is getting, like, closer and closer.
Right.
And now, did they do the, is it the midterms or this is, like, the real presidency?
Let's keep it at the midterms.
Okay.
So the tension is building of whether or not she's going to take
the midterm election.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be announced as a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. The primaries. This is the primaries.
This is the primaries.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Politics.
So,
something we know well. The primaries are about to be announced, mm-hmm. and she's been, like, campaigning her ass off, mm-hmm. and all the girls are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
They've reached, like, Mississippi at this point, mm-hmm. and this is when primaries are going to be taking place.
Okay.
And it's not looking good for Miranda.
Has Samantha chosen the dude?
I don't know.
Well, she's kind of, like, living with him. Like, she's half-assing Miranda's campaign. The girls are struggling. Like, mm-hmm. they're battling at this point mm-hmm. to keep the campaign going. And it's not looking good. The polls are in every day. And Mr. Straighty Bluey is like, he's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
Oh, also Miranda has had, like, a couple flubs in public.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, she's been interviewed on CNN eating a fly by accident and choking on it, and she has lost a lot of weight mm-hmm. because she's so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
People are calling her an anorexic, and not healthy.
And her health is like come into question.
Right.
Where it's like, can this woman handle it?
Right.
Like, look at her. She's having meltdowns with her viral fly video.
Right.
And then her, like, she's like wasting away.
Exactly.
So then the night of the primaries comes around. Mm-hmm. Maybe Samantha, she's like going to commit to being with this guy. Mm-hmm. But then she overhears him on the phone mm-hmm. with Richard. And he's like, it's all set, like, blah, blah, blah. And she looks at his phone. She's like, why are you talking to Richard? And it turns out that Richard has funded this entire campaign to troll her.
The candidate should just be like, oh, yeah, he's a major donor to my, he's the number one donor to my campaign.
Yeah. He's like, you didn't know that? I thought everyone knew that.
Right. And Samantha's like, maybe Samantha kind of loses her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is too much of a pain. This is too hurtful. And she kind of goes crazy.
This is a mind fuck.
Right.
Has the press gotten wind that Samantha, the most famous woman in the world, is two-timing her best friend who's running for presidency?
Yeah. I think the pressure has gotten to her.
Yeah. Maybe the story breaks the day of the primaries. Like, it's splashed across the front pages of every website, like mm-hmm. New York Times, Daily Mail. And it's mm-hmm. like, bombshell, Samantha Jones is in bed with the candidate. Mm-hmm. And that's how all the girls find out. And they're mm-hmm. like, what the fuck? And then Samantha's like, ooh, but then the candidate's like, well, it's fine because you chose me. So it's like, now we can just live our truths. But then that's when she hears him on the phone.
Right.
So and she realizes that she's made a huge mistake.
Right. And she's come back to beg for forgiveness.
Yeah. And she has like 3 hours to shift the entire like primary election. So she like runs, she like gets in her Mercedes van
yeah.
and like drives over to where the girls are mm-hmm. and like begs for forgiveness.
Right. Miranda's convinced she's destroyed her chances.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's heartbroken.
The initial numbers are coming in and it's not looking good.
But then it turns. Kind of like election night last time where it's mm-hmm. like it was going all according to plan and then suddenly it turned.
Okay, I like that. So then it turns and suddenly without any help from Samantha, the numbers are off the charts.
Right.
For Miranda.
The even silenter majority
mm-hmm.
has come out and America has done what it does best.
Democracy. Mm-hmm. Literally every single woman, they like run the numbers
right.
and they're like, oh my God, 98.99991% of women voted. That's the highest ever of the entire right, female
for any
population
or primary.
Yeah. For mm-hmm. anything. And they announced that Miranda is now the Democratic candidate for presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge celebration. And all the girls are jumping up and down. They're mm-hmm. so happy. Women everywhere are feeling empowered, mm-hmm. emboldened. And
Sex in the City has like truly become Sex and the World.
And like you see, we do like a montage of like different children, like young children from like Africa, Asia, Russia, like watching this like moment happen.
For women.
And they're like, oh my God, like I'm inspired to vote now too.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't know where I can do that in my country. Mm-hmm. But it's like huge. It sends another ripple. Much like Samantha's like sex tape, which yeah. sends a ripple through the world. This sends a ripple through the world.
Right.
And all the girls like get together and they're hugging and they're like, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Samantha's like, well, not yet. Because we still gotta win the big one.
SATC4.
Mm-hmm. The movie ends with them like all piling in the van and going back to New York.
Cheersing with Cosmos.
And then maybe there's like they drop Carrie off at her brownstone. Like mm-hmm. She's like, I can't go back to like Big and Maya's apartment.
Right.
Like too much pain. Like drop me off at the brownstone. So she goes to her apartment where there's a box waiting for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Big's ashes. Because she just left the hospital and left mm-hmm. him there. So then she has a moment where she like puts his ashes like up on like a shelf. And we just see her being at peace with the whole situation.
Beautiful.
And then that's like the setup for the next movie.
Should it end right there? Should she hear pebbles at her window thinking it's big? And she runs to the window and she looks down and it's Aiden.
I love that.
Or is it Burger?
It's Burger.
Ew, and she's like, get out.
Leave me get alone. Out.
And then it ends.
Charlotte goes through with her divorce.
She does.
Yeah, I think Charlotte goes through with her divorce. She works, her new job is like being Miranda's campaign manager.
Oh, yeah. They're a team.
Or her chef. Samantha is still the most famous woman in the world.
And we can call on her for any divine inspiration.
Yeah. Well, she. It's like everyone's left with like, okay, now we've like cut ties from all of the things that were holding us back, like our husbands.
Yeah.
And our mission is clear.
Yeah.
And that is like Miranda for president.
I love it.
I love it. What would you call your movie?
SATC for election night.
Wait, this movie.
Oh, SATC 3, The Election.
I love that.
SATC 3, Election Night.
Perfect. Well, I love that you set up a fourth sequel.
I set it all up.
I like that there's not like really any resolution in this movie.
Well, the movies never have a resolution.
Yeah, that's true.
They never always even need to have a conflict.
Yeah, that's
true. They literally like nothing happens to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on a trip and then they come home and then everything's kind of okay.
Yeah.
The only person that something happens to is, well, Samantha had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miranda had
the Alzheimer's mom-in-law. Yeah. Tell the listeners where they can find you.
Okay. You can find me on dis.art. Please watch my new series called Mad with Casey Jane Ellison, Mothers and Daughters. It's a series about mothers and daughters.
Imagine that.
I mean, I've never seen it before. Have you?
I've seen the pilot, or not the pilot, but the first episode. Yeah. And it's great. So yes, check out Mad
with Casey Jane Ellison,
Mothers and Daughters.
Yeah.
And then you're on social media?
I am on social media. I'm Casey Jellison.
All right. Well, I look forward to this movie getting greenlit.
Me too. Let's write it. I mean, we already did.
We did. Yeah. The grunt work is done. The good news is the hardest part is over with.
Right.
Now comes the fun part.
The rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Just like in Sex and the City 3.
Exactly.
I get it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.